This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1574. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 21st, anomalies from Andaman, Australia, Cyprus, Greece, Guatemala, India, Ireland, Korea North, Madagascar, Malaysia, Netherlands, Romania, Sao Tome, Serbia, Tibet. More news from Belarus, Belgium, Canada, China, Indonesia, Italy, Libya, Mongolia, Nigeria, PNG, Sudan, Taiwan, Uganda, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, via BCDX, Victor Gunatilaka in Sri Lanka wrote on July 4th, in the last 2 days, All India Radio, Port Blair, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, has been off 4760 kHz, which made me thrilled, hoping I could get Leh, that's the other AIR station far away in Kashmir, but he only heard Swaziland on 4760. No times given, but Joe's Jacob replies to World of Radio. An inquiry with All India Radio, Port Blair, shows that currently they are running at low power on shortwave, 4760, daytime frequency 7390, and some maintenance work is in progress. By the way, their medium wave tower fell down last year, and they were on low power on 684 in a temporary arrangement. The station is not currently heard by me in Hyderabad, India, on medium wave or shortwave, but no luck with Leh, also on 4760. In looking over a new schedule for Radio Free Asia, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says they've been trying some alternate frequencies, especially for the jammed Tibetan service. Notably, 19,000 kHz even via the Kuwait site between 12 and 14 UT. I checked for it on July 20th, just after 1200, but was not hearing it here. It may not be on every day, and propagation is difficult over the path to here. Otherwise, no stations at all are currently registered to be using the 18 MHz broadcast band, which extends just above 19 MHz. On July 20th, I was surprised to hear Radio Australia on 9710 at 1140 UT. At that time, relaying a live feed from London, the all-day debate in Parliament over Murdoch, which lasted until 11:59 when they went back to their own programming, and they were still on 9710 at, the next time I checked, 1341. The trouble is, 9710 is scheduled to go off at 1100 UT to be replaced by 9560 on the same antenna toward Asia. But that frequency was not being heard. So maybe they just forgot to change the frequency, or it could be a permanent change. Walt Salmony from Victoria, BC, made another of his de-expeditions to the remote Queen Charlotte Islands off the coast of mainland BC, also known as Haida Gwaii. And the first of his items to report this week is Radio Belarus on 11930, July 11th at 0407. He says reception was very poor, just barely there, unlike previous summers. On 11930, also reported by Jim Evans, near Memphis, Tennessee, in Kumradiex, July 14th at 0400, mixing with interference from Bonaire on 11935. He did hear pips on the hour and poor to moderate signal strength with fading, but it was in the clear as Bonaire was just signing off at 0400. In the Media Network blog about Belgium and the Senate reports, July 18th, Radio Flandrin International to close. A number of changes in Flemish broadcasting in Belgium. And RVI, the worldwide service, will disappear, but as an alternative, Radio 1 and 2 will be broadcast worldwide via satellite. And all radio channels will also be available worldwide via the Internet. It's not clear yet exactly when RVI will close, according to RadioWorld.nl. Among the replies, Jonathan Marks says, I see the English version of the page is different. It says the expat service will launch at the end of the year. You may be thinking, RVI will be closing. It's already gone. It's been off shortwave for a couple of years, I think. But according to the WRTH, it has continued to exist on medium wave only, 927 kilohertz, although mostly just carrying domestic service relays. We file this under Belgium Non. From Haida Gwaii, Walt Salmanu says, there are precious few DRM broadcasts anymore, but I found one. The Disco Palace from TDP via French Guiana, July 10th at 21:23 on 17755. But with its same monotonous disco music. The big question is why? I would think that varying the music genres would pique more interest than this stuff. There was 100% copy with an SNR of 28.9 dB. Walt Salmonave reports a Canadian pirate, apparently in the western part of the country, maybe the Yukon, called Radio True North, July 11th at 0352 on 6924.66, a very good level, playing Sweet Dreams. He says remarkably stronger than I've heard them in the past, and booming in at great levels, 20 over 9 in Victoria. The alternate frequency occasionally is 6305. That channel where he heard them this time, just below 6925, just about matches where I heard a pirate late at night, but of course it could be another one. Jim Ronda in Tulsa reports, Voice of Pujang, Shanghai, China on 9705, July 13th from 1254, past 1315, mostly in Chinese, Mandarin that is, with a time signal on the hour. Last week we mentioned that because of that explosion in Cyprus destroying a power station, transmissions of the BBC shortwave relay might be affected, and indeed they have been. They've stayed on the air with some of their transmissions, but many of them have been shifted to other relay sites temporarily, and some changes made in the schedule remaining from Cyprus. More info about this is in the last two DX Listening Digests, 11-28 and the new one, 11-29. Dave Porter, G4OYX, who works at Babcock's Wolverton, UK transmitter site, explains to Wolfgang Büschel, you're correct in thinking Cyprus is mostly off the air due to lack of electricity at the site. The medium wave 1323 kilohertz is now operating from Ladies Mile with 150 kilowatts. The shortwave site at Zigi has only two HF transmissions a day at present, with the rest of its commitment being covered in the UK, UAE, South Africa, and Seychelles. The power station operated by the Cypriot authorities has been totally destroyed, so we are unsure when there will be a full resumption of HF from Zigi. The authorities are looking to obtain two floating power stations and restore the country's generating capacity. All is okay at Zigi, apart from broken windows and doors. That was as of July 15th. The Voice of Greece registers two nearby frequencies in the 19-meter band almost 24 hours a day, 15630 and 15650, but they only use one of them at a time, and lately they have been using the wrong one at the times scheduled. So if you don't hear them on 15630, check 15650 or vice versa. Wolfgang Büschel, John Babbitt, and I have been noting these anomalies. Because of the dire financial situation in Greece, many of us have been expecting the shortwave service to be closed down. It's not taken that much for it to be abolished in other countries, but it appears to be secure. A report appeared in the GreekRadio.com, part of which I quote, it's mostly about the changes in domestic broadcasting, but it says apart from merging regional radio stations, ERA appears to be moving towards reducing the cost of emissions, leaving bands that are proved to be unpopular. It has been proposed to abolish a range of frequencies in medium wave, which consume large amounts of energy. However, abolishing the Voice of Greece ERA 5 has been ruled out, given the great response from the Greek communities living abroad and ocean-going shipping. Add another language to be heard from Radio Verdad in Guatemala, 4055. This 700-watt regional station is acting like a transoceanic broadcaster, which, of course, it is, at least for DXers. I heard them in Chinese, July 20th at 11:27 past 11:31 UT, just around sunrise enhancement time. Just about every week, there are reports of at least one All India radio station being caught off frequency. Joe's Jacob reports, Lucknow was heard July 15th, signing on at midnight 25 on 4884 instead of 4880. It's scheduled until 0430. Alokesh Gupta in New Delhi was still hearing them on that off frequency at 0147. July 18th, that's 3 days later. Joe Jacob also reported that All India Radio employees were going on strike, as well as TV employees, what they call a relay hunger strike, from July 19th to 21st to press their demands so there could be interruptions in AIR transmissions. He followed up saying no major interruptions noted on AIR stations as of early July 20th. However, July 19th at 16:30, he was hearing an AIR station on 5053, while Delhi was missing from 5015. Then on July 20th, Ron Howard in California was hearing AIR on 5015 at 13:46. At least he thinks that's what it was, from the Kingsway site near New Delhi. Is it really possible? Clean audio. The terrible hum is gone. For some time they've been unlistenable due to a horribly strong hum, but completely gone. Maybe something to do with that strike? Salmanuv in BC reports on RRI Ternate, Indonesia. 30 hertz below 3345, July 10th at 1318. Despite being Sunday, there was an English broadcast after 1300, a travel program talking about various islands and facilities. He heard it at fair level after dawn. A call-in show accepting several calls, all in English. Ed Insinger in New Jersey reports an EQSL received from Tony at Irish Music Radio. He heard it July 5th from 0210 to 235 UT on 6930 in the AM mode. The EQSL lists the power at 60 watts in SSB. Possible across the Atlantic with darkness, but in the AM mode, if that's the case, he says my European QRP has been reduced. QRP meaning low-power records. Ron Norton of IRRS notified us that effective on July 18th, they have another daily broadcast to the Middle East, Asia, and Australia from 13 to 14 UT on 15610. No details of the content, but we were not surprised to hear that it's just another hour for Brother Scare. He was already on the air at 1258 UT July 19th, weekly audible here. We assume the site is again Romania, like the other ones lately. They do give the power as 300 kilowatts. Brother Scare is all mixed up about his own schedule. His Overcomer website shows the time as 1800 UT, which would be Pakistan time when it's 1300 UT. Martin Tokyo Scoop reports Voice of Korea using shortwave feeders on 3560 in English and 4405 in Russian at 1505 UT July 16th. They were previously in daily use, but he had not heard them for a while. Perhaps they only turn them on when they have some problem feeding their transmitter site by other means. Only a very poor signal had been heard from Libya the past few weeks during their English bi-hour, starting at 14 UT on 17725. But July 17th, we're peaking at 10 over 9. So, any new news about Libya? For the first decaminute, there was nice high-life music. And then a YL started talking about the Jamahiriya, but her accent was so heavy, I would not employ the concentration necessary to try to decode her. At 14:25, they went back to that perpetual program introduced by a riff from Beethoven's Ninth, Part 1, on the solution of the problem of democracy. He did not say the problem of democracy is that if you do not embrace it, you may get bombed. World of Radio is about the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. This is edition number 1574. You may read much more about the stories we mention in DX Listening Digest, the new edition, number 11-29, via worldofradio.org. Your contributions always welcome. via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Ron Hart in California comments on the anomalies in transmission mode from Radio Madagascar on 5010. He says, I was rather surprised to find them with full carrier and both sidebands. For a long time, this frequency was normally in USB plus carrier mode until July 1st when they started broadcasting in lower sideband plus carrier. July 16th, it was almost fair from 1326 to 1336. Have been hearing them daily with a nice signal parallel to weaker 6135.28, which continues as always with double sideband AM. Then on July 20th at 1353 to 1404, kids were singing with many IDs. Full carrier with both sidebands present again, or regular double sideband AM. Harry says the LSB was somewhat stronger than the USB, so it might be called unbalanced double sideband AM. Monitor in Japan called J-Peace was switching between sidebands and compared them on a YouTube post. Ron says, what is the significance of this unbalanced LSB-USB situation? J-Peace speculates, two transmitters. However, I think they are using a broken transmitter. Could that be it? And more news from Ron Howard. It was back in June 2006 that Malaysia moved from 6025 variable up to 6049.6. Ever since, they've been on that off frequency, varying slightly until today. That would be July 20th. I thought I was seeing things, but it's true now on exactly 6050, a new transmitter. Or have they finally, after 5 years, adjusted the old one? They had the Radio Sarawak Islam program from 1409 to 1500, almost non-stop reciting from Quran. Finally, they ID'd at 1500, and then news from Kuala Lumpur. Well, we'll miss that heterodyne, which always signified that was Malaysia, even though we could seldom hear anything else. Walt Salmanov in BC notes the long-standing collision on 12015, July 10th at 1530, between Voice of Korea and Voice of Mongolia. Until 1530, Mongolia is in Japanese, interval signal, and then ID in Mongolian and their English broadcast, while Voice of Korea is in Russian during this hour. Both are on frequency. Mostly Mongolia is atop Korea. 12015. Not one, but two major broadcast towers in the Netherlands had fires and collapsed on July 15th. You can read all about it in the Media Network blog, what may have caused this and how domestic broadcasting had to be reconfigured to cope with this situation. The reactivated Nick Rumpel in North Carolina reports hearing the Voice of Nigeria English transmission on 15120 several days this week at 1800 UT, July 15th, 17th, 18th, and 19th at least. Fair to good signals, the transmission goes off the air unexpectedly during the hour. He also reports another English broadcast from Nigeria on the same frequency at 0500 July 19th, News Magazine, but there was interference from China on the same frequency. I often look for this here in Oklahoma, but mostly China is way on top. Ron Howard has been monitoring Papua New Guinea. He reports that 3205 continues to be off the air through July 20th. 3290 NBC Central relays Radio Gadona 95.5 FM, heard July 18th, from before 1200 to past 1330. And the national news at 1201 was parallel to NBC on 3365 and 3385. The private missionary station, One Talk Radio Light, also relays NBC news, heard at 0900 UT July 11th by Walt Samaniv in BC. He was hearing them actually as early as 0808 with their own Christian music programming. He says it's harder to hear now than when they first came on the air on 60 meters, measured on 50 hertz below 7325. One of the three 300 kilowatt transmitters at Tiganeshi, Romania, continues to be off frequency, 2 or 3 kilohertz below the registered channels, even though Wolfgang Büschel immediately notified the Romanians about the problem a couple of weeks ago. Since then, these off frequencies have been reported by a number of listeners. I finally ran across one July 19th at 0515, RRI in French on 17767.3. Since there was no heterodyne, I at first assumed it was on the proper frequency. Ron Howard in California, who discovered it first, says that 7333.83 variable was still the frequency July 20th at 0314. And at 0205 in Spanish, they are on 7398.84. Another anomaly reported by Alan Rowe in England. Voice of America booming in at TuneIn 2045 UT July 18th on 4960 in an African language, signing off in English at 2100. But they're not scheduled on 4960 at this time. Normally the São Tomé relay is on 4940 at 2000. This isn't the first time that they have reversed their morning and evening frequencies, I suppose by mistake. Alan says the next night at July 19th from 2010, with English until 2030, they were back on 4940. Who wants to stay awake all night in Vjelina, Bosnia, or Belgrade, Serbia, to make sure everything is working properly for International Radio Serbia? On 9685 UT Sunday, July 17th at 0101, they were still on the air with news in English, a very good signal but slightly distorted modulation. Trouble is, the only English to North America is supposed to be at midnight 30 until 01 UT and not on UT Sundays. Then on UT Wednesday, July 20th at 0113, I found 9685 still on the air with an open carrier until it went off at 0133. And that is the one night of the week when they are supposed to be on an additional half hour, but in Serbian. Last week we gave the new expanded schedule for Radio Dabanga from the Netherlands for Sudan. So I checked it out on July 19th. 13620, as usual, has the best signal via Madagascar until 0527. But there is a continuous tone jammer. Now they are continuing after 0527 by changing transmitter site to now in Germany. And, on that date at least, the jammers didn't know about it, turned it off at 0530, leaving Radio Dabanga in the clear. I was also hearing them on 13730 before 0530, now that that's via the Wertachtel Germany site instead of the UAE. Still not hearing them on the additional UAE frequency, which is now 15550. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria tells us July 20th that the TDP relays of Radio Miraya FM back to Sudan are no longer being heard since July 14th on 15710 via Ukraine between 14 and 17 hours. So that may have been canceled, but he is still hearing the morning broadcast at 03 to 06 on 11560. Here's a station you won't find in the World Radio TV Handbook, let alone the HFCC, because although it's in a broadcast band, it's a number station, and to make it worse, it is apparently from Taiwan. On 9725, July 15th at 1220, I was hearing long strings of 8 tonal syllables in Chinese, which I take to be numbers. This is listed in the Aoki roster of transmissions as Xing Xing Guangbo Jiantai, meaning Star Star, on 9725 between 12 and 1230, also half an hour at 05, 06, and 13 UT. More reports of Radio Uganda on 4976. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal heard it July 10th at 1900 with news in English and then African pop music. Good reception. In the shortwave group, Roberto Pavanello in Italy reports it July 16th at 0315 in Swahili with music. And a few minutes later, July 16th at 0326, Jim Ronda in Oklahoma had UBC Kampala on 4976 with Europop vocals at TuneIn, improving slightly by 0338 with more traditional African harmonies. Persistent noise and flutter, best reception was an Exalted Carrier upper sideband. Last week we warned that the journalists at the BBC were planning to strike on July 15th. Mike Cooper sends a New York Times story following this up. About 3,000 journalists, members of the National Union of Journalists, took part in the one-day strike, which caused some disruption to programming. BBC said the flagship radio news program Today was cut short, and they were forced to run repeats of old shows in Britain and on the World Service, despite the raging controversy over Murdoch. KimAndrewElliott.com and the Media Network blog report that The Voice of America is considering adding another language, or at least Walter Isaacson of BBG was talking about that at the National Press Club. It's the Balochi language spoken in adjoining regions of Pakistan, Iran, and Afghanistan. This was discussed at Examiner.com. Alan Weiner advised us that he's had to cancel one of the World of Radio broadcasts on WBCQ Wednesday at 21:30 on 7415. However, we'll continue at the recently added time 24 hours later, Thursday at 21:30 on 7415. However, I checked the webcast on July 20th, Wednesday at 21:30, and World of Radio 1573 was still airing. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania has also heard the Spurs from the WWCR1 transmitter just above WWV on 10,000 kilohertz. He measured their displacement exactly. It's either 15.55 or 15.56 kilohertz each side of the WWCR1 frequencies. Also, I was surprised to find a very good signal with gospel music on 9985 July 20th at 0558. Turned out to be WWCR testing that frequency instead of 3215, which they resumed using 1 minute later. Zacharias Liangas forwarded us a story from a website called BossNewsLife.com, alleging that Harold Camping of Family Radio was to blame for Vietnam massacring Hmong Christians. According to this, they had gathered in a large group awaiting the rapture on May 21st when the security forces descended upon them. However, this story has been difficult to confirm. You can read the discussion of it in DX Listening Digest 11-29. Ron Howard in California checked the sign-off times of Radio Vanuatu 3945 after the national anthem. On July 15th and 18th, it was at 12:15. On July 16th at 12:11. And July 17th, they were already gone before 1200. Two more frequencies I've heard with those mystery 1,000-hertz tone tests, 15300, July 19th at 12:06 to 12:54, and 17790, July 18th at 13:05. Propagation outlook from Boulder issued July 19th, A and K and C's peaking at 12 and 3 on the 21st, and August 5th to 7th. Solar flux dropping from 100 July 20th to 90 on the 25th to August 2nd, and back up to 100 by August 9th. And so concludes World of Radio number 1574. Glenn Hauser, hope you have enjoyed the program and will hear me again next week.